K-State Nation, what's going on? Your host, Eddie Greer. This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home to K-State University, home of the Wildcats, folks. On this July 2nd, 2024, this Tuesday morning, folks, got the shades on. Excuse me, got the shades on. We talked about this guy a little bit. This is not a recruiting podcast. I kept a close eye on it, like all the Wildcat Nation did. We got him. We got him, folks. Lincoln Kerr. There is a Kerr coming to Manhattan, Kansas, in the name of Lincoln Kerr. Big prospect. Goodland coming, committing to K-State late yesterday afternoon, early evening-ish. I thought the announcement happened a little earlier than that, but when I was about to get off work, the announcement did not happen quite yet, and I was worried. And yes, I was a little bit worried because of the teams there and all that. Again, Chris Klieman, Avery Johnson, Dylan Edwards, we got them. we got them. So, and just listening to a little bit. Now, I'll finish up the 3-mile pod while I'm at work. Well, while I'm on the road at work. So by the time you listen to this, I've already finished that up. But yeah, learning a little bit more about Lincoln Kerr. Obviously, when you have a size of 6'6", that's a freakish athlete there. Tight end, nowhere, Western Kansas. So we got him, and shockingly enough, this is the first. Let me see if I can get my X handle. I'm going to call it Twitter, because, yeah, I don't know why I call it X, Bill. But anyways, yeah, man. Freakish athletes there. And I lost my train of thought I was going to say. But anyways, but yeah, with Oregon in the mix, obviously KU, and who was the other team? A&M. They all have connections somewhat to K-State, some way, fashion, or form there. I didn't realize Dan Lanning, the head coach of Oregon, used to coach in the Midwest. I didn't know that. Well, so it's always something not good to learning new, something new every day. Look, again, we're not a recruiting podcast, but again, this relates to K-State sports, all things K-State sports. So, and I did a podcast on Lincoln Kerr 2 weekends ago, so go check that out. If you're new to the podcast, welcome aboard to the Purple Project Podcast. Glad for you to join us here on this Tuesday, whenever you listen to this, whether it's right now or later on today. So, but yeah, man, a little bit nervous about that, but now, oh yeah. Yeah, and the funny thing is about it, yes, Avery Johnson, this is going to be his first full year at the quarterback position. I'm talking like he's a rookie, but with the situation last year with Will Howard and Avery Johnson, well, me and Alex will get into all that. Finally going to start deep diving into this. I hate using that phrase, but really analyzing the roster here, depending with the 4th of July holiday coming up. So we'll see if we can get one in either tomorrow, or we're just going to have to wait the next week to start that, to really dive in, because before we know it, we're gonna be rolling into August pretty soon. It's been that quick. It's like, damn, where'd the time go? But anyways, where'd the time go? Lincoln Kerr decided, well, we're gonna start this month off with a bang, commit to K-State, which he did. And yes, I agree 100% on what the boy said, the guy said on the 3-mile pod. The tight end position has been way better than the wide receiver position. Well, they didn't say that, but I'm going to add that in and throw that in there, because the wide receiver position, again, has been underperforming ever since we began the Purple Project Podcast. And you've been following this pod for some time now, or since the very beginning of this podcast started. The talent's there, but when you hit it on the field, it's underwhelming. So the tight end position, oh yeah, it's been the strength of this K-State team, whether it's Bill Snyder or now Chris Klieman, current head coach of K-State. More on Chris Klieman in a minute. But, yeah, it's a big game for K-State. I didn't realize that this guy was a 5-star. Oh, my goodness, man. First, I saw that. Shout out 785 Sports. I got to get them on the pod. Maybe at some point in the summer, maybe. Maybe do a little mini crossover. 785 Sports. Shout out to them. Five star. This is K-State's first five star landing, a first time five star recruit. Are you serious? All the talent hitting gyms in Manhattan, Kansas that I've seen ever since my behind came into the Midwest. The Tyler Lockett's. who else want to say? All the Tyler Lockett's of the world. Will Howard. Yes, I'll throw him in there. Even Dylan Edwards. I'll probably say, what to say, Avery Johnson would have been five star. The way we see him play. And now, obviously, he's going to get the keys to the car this year, full time, QB1 again. So, yeah, that's going to be interesting to see what happens. And all, let's not forget about the last year getting a tight end drafted in the second round, Ben Sinnott. And now, the rise of Garrett Oakley starting last year, kind of the same time frame as Avery Johnson. And now you're giving Avery Johnson, I know we're talking about a year from now, we're talking about, but you're giving Avery Johnson, if Avery Johnson, the way that he loves K-State, if he decides the way that the whole going to the NFL now, we're not even going to talk transfer portal with Avery, because Avery is diehard, 100% purple and silver. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here on this Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024. I don't know why I hesitated there. Five star. And this is, what did I say on that Lincoln Kerr podcast a couple weeks ago? I said, I think it was on that one or a previous one, because I know I said, K-State, you're going to continue to be relevant. You're going to continue to be up there. You got to win in-state battles. And you just did it again with Lincoln Kerr. You beat KU again. There, along with, of course, Colin Klein going to A&M. You beat that. And you beat Oregon, who's obviously in a new year, in a new conference this year, and most likely going to be favored to get to the Big Ten championship potentially this year. So everything's just weird about that. So K-State, little old K-State, we beat out a big-time Big Ten opponent. Big Ten team, I should say. Not an opponent. Excuse me. Your in-state rival. Like I've been talking about this summer, you have to beat with KU. Because Wichita State, they don't got no football team, I don't think. So there's that. Pitt State, they're in a whole nother league. Downsize. Right? I'm just saying. So you got to beat KU, and you got to beat that team across the border, which you're truly living in right now. So, again, I'll put them in there. Why not? So, yeah, it's huge. Huge for this university. Huge for this coaching staff across the board to get this type of talent. Now, again, I have not seen them play. I didn't hear this name until 3-4 weeks ago, something like that, that we're in a running to get this guy, get this young cat. And he is a wildcat now, folks. So, yeah, when you have that type of size and athleticism, woo, that's going to be something else to hold. And obviously, we don't even know. We haven't taken a snap yet in 2024. That's less than 2 months out, right? So, this is huge for this team to get this type of talent. And I'm excited. Again, obviously, we're going to get me and Alex Aiden and myself. We're going to get into this in-depth analysis of this roster this year as we count down days until kickoff against University of Tennessee Martin, August 31st. But that's another weapon, future weapon for Avery Johnson next season. Lincoln Kerr. So big news of the day from Manhattan yesterday, or I should say, probably say out way out in Western Kansas, Lincoln Kerr. Freakish tight end. I said freakish a lot on this episode. Committing. K-State. You're a K-State Wildcat, Lincoln Kerr. Congratulations on that. Also, what I saw yesterday. Media Day. Damn, it's already Media Day's already? It is. So, Media Day taking place this week. We'll also talk about that on our bonus channel, which I'll get into in just a second. Head coach Chris Klieman there. Speaking of Avery Johnson, he's there. Let's see, Hadley Panzer, offensive lineman, he's also there. I believe Panzer is a center, not mistaken. Again, I'll get it all tightened up before the season starts. Don't you worry. But Panzer, he's there. And Austin Moore coming back. He made his announcement right after the season was over. Or was it a month ago after the season was over? But anyways, Austin Moore, veteran linebacker, your leader, your captain back, and Marcus Siegel getting an opportunity to represent K-State. He's over there as well, representing the Cats as well during media days as well. So me and us will talk about that as well. Hopefully, if it's not tomorrow, it'll be definitely next week for sure. So I'll have that announcement on tomorrow's podcast to see where we're at on that. So that's what's going on in the football world. A lot happening there as the countdown of the 2024 K-State football season continues. And time now to, of course, the Pro Project Podcast. Also, if you want extra Wildcat content throughout the summer, count you down to help you get ready for football season, download the Podbean app and type in GRIER, the number 3, EDDIE, apostrophe S, podcast. Again, GRIER, the number 3, EDDIE, podcast. That is, of course, Eddie Greer III, your host of this podcast. Download the Podbean app and you'll find PPPW bonus. That is what you'll look for there. To find that, of course, it's going to blend in with some of my upcoming bonus content from my other podcast, the original EG3 podcast, which you're a fan of that. You can go subscribe to that as well. So you'll find that as well. But it's mostly right now all Wildcat stuff on there. Pro Project Podcast bonus. You'll find that. And you'll find the latest episode there, including my conversation with Austin Buckey, former K-State basketball player. You'll find that right there as well. So excited for the rest of the summer here, giving you our version of K-State content. But there's a lot of other K-State content that does it better, including recruiting as well, like 3-Mall. Find that at that, along with the Pro Project Podcast. Go Power Cat, Aggie for the Alley Cats, 785. Like I mentioned already, I might actually get with them here this week. See if they want to do a little bit of crossover here on the pod. So that's what's going on right now here. Already, things are really heating up for K-State on the football side of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports you can get wherever podcasts are found. Are free and available daily. Whenever we have a chance to record Kansas State content, again, the schedule here, at least on the Podbean side, I'm hopeful. I'll just have to see. I'll make a decision on whether we record over there or a bonus. If not, I'll get over there and do one later on during the week. I know we have 4th of July coming up as well, so stay safe out there, folks, out there. And, of course, we have our daily podcast here, the Pro Project Podcast, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your favorite K-State podcast. You like what you're hearing here today, definitely make sure you subscribe because we're going to be definitely focusing on football. Of course, we're all things K-State, so there was also news about men's basketball surrounding Tyler Perry over the weekend as well. I was going to do that, but Lincoln Kerr, this came up first. This is most important right now, so we'll get to that. And of course, once basketball there, we're recognized for off the court academic stuff as well. I'll get around to that as well. So much going on here in the Midwest. Whether you're living in Manhattan, Kansas, or KC, Missouri, if you're living in KC, Missouri, you're a K-State fan, hop on it, right? Hop on this podcast right now and hop on the Podbean app as well. But first, you have to download the Podbean app to get what you're looking for right there as well. So that's what we're gonna put a pin on it for now on this latest edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State. Lincoln Kerr is now officially a Kansas State Wildcat. Folks, Eddie Greer here in KC, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. The Pro Project Podcast continues in the month of July. Go Cats!